Thank you to our sponsors, Nathaniel's Coffee and Panini, ARC, General Maintenance, Solely Designs, and Trojan Aluminium. I'm joined by dear friend of the pod, Max Michelani, here just before Gather Round, Wednesday night, open training. The crowd's come out. How are we feeling with the start of the year?
Obviously we might not have got off to the best start and definitely didn't plan on that, but we're very excited for Gather Round coming up. I think it's a good opportunity on a big stage to showcase our skills, and I think we haven't been too far off in the past couple of games, but hopefully we can fix a couple of the mistakes and we can come away with a win.
Yeah, personally, I don't think we've been doing too bad, just a few skill execution things, but more importantly, if you were in a zombie apocalypse, which fictional character would you want beside you?
Oh, fictional character?
For reference, I went with Scooby-Doo because he's got runs on the board.
Yeah, Scooby-Doo, that's actually very good. Him and Shaggy, can't go past them. I'm not sure. Maybe I'd go with James Bond or someone like that, a real agent.
Okay, he would actually get you through it, whereas Scooby-Doo would just, I don't know, get me in trouble, I reckon. So you've second year on the list now. Personally, I think you come up with a very underrated crop of South Australian talent. You got yourself, Billy, obviously on the list with us, Phoenix Foster, who played with you at Norwood at Geelong, Isaac Keeler, to name a few. How is it in that South Australian under-18s camp getting drafted? What sort of skills do they equip you with to best prepare you for AFL football?
Yeah, I was actually really fortunate to have that good crop coming through with me. We're all pretty tight, all good friends. We had a really good coach in Bangers. So, I guess doing a lot of work with those boys, training at the level, that helps you improve. And, I was really grateful for my time with the state squad. And, good luck to the state under-18s this year.
Yeah, again, we've got another good crop coming through. You've obviously got a brother that is likely to come into the system. What sort of advice are you passing on to him at home or about what it's like at AFL level?
There's a lot of advice, but the main thing that I'd, I guess, give to younger kids is just enjoy it, you know. It is a game at the end of the day, and I feel like you do your best work when you are having fun. There are times to be serious and there are times to do the hard work, so you do need to make sure you're getting that done, but make sure you're enjoying it and that'll help you put in the work.
Yeah, definitely. When you come into a system like the AFL, you obviously come in, you've come in and barely missed a beat for 2 years. Is it difficult coming in as an 18, 19-year-old and trying to relate to guys, like you're playing with teammates who have got kids and married and everything like that, whereas you've come from footy where you just only playing with kids your age that experience the same things in life. So what's that like trying to relate to people that are at very different stages of life?
Yeah, no, that's a very good question. I had a good taste of it with the North Footy Club. I played a bit of seniors there, which I guess that kind of prepared me a little bit. But one of the main strengths of the footy club, I think, at the moment is how welcoming everyone is. So I've said it before, but, you know, the boys like Tex, Sloaney, Smithy, you know, over 10 years older than me, but it doesn't feel like it. It feels like I've known them for a really long time already. And, they're just great people to be around and, super welcoming.
Love that. So I'm a massive wrestling fan. My girlfriend tells me to shut up about it all the time. What's the one thing that you're into that your friends and family tell you to shut up about?
Yeah, I do like the UFC a little bit as well. I've got a friend that's super into it. We love Conor McGregor, so I don't think my parents are too keen on me watching anything like that. But, I'd say probably that.
Okay, nice. UFC. So we've got a couple of fast five questions pestered by Rash. Couple of fast five questions. We've seen Isaac last night give an amazing singing performance. Any hidden talents that we're going to see later this year?
I'm pretty good at singing in the shower. I'm not too sure about hidden talents. Hopefully I'll be able to kick a goal. That might be my talent.
Another one. The internet goes out, God forbid. What board game are you going to?
Best board game? I'd have to say probably Monopoly. Rush is actually really into Monopoly as well. He loves Monopoly. So.
I don't know what he's talking about. I've never played Monopoly in my life.
Yeah, that's because I'm always looking.
Should we hit Rush with this question? Zombie apocalypse, which fictional character are you taking beside you?
Zombie. I've never even watched that or read it.
It's just a hypothetical.
Zombies take over the world.
Who am I going to be? Is that the question?
No, who do you want beside you?
Oh, who do I want beside me? Oh, Definitely not Jake Saligo, definitely not Luke Nankervis, and probably not Max McElhaney.
Go fictional.
Fictional.
We got Scooby-Doo. I want James Bond.
I want Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Definitely Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Yeah, favorite superhero?
Spider-Man. Yeah, I love Spider-Man as a kid. He was my favorite.
Isaac obviously stunned the world last night with his singing performance. Any hidden talents from you?
Hidden talents. Everyone's saying apparently I'm good with the DJ decks this weekend, but I can confirm, have no idea.
Well, we'd love that. But anyway. yeah, nice cameo there from Rash. So just to finish off, just a final. So it was Monopoly was your board game.
Yeah.
And then final one, I've been sent through from the girls in our group, have got us. Which player would most likely hit an NBA half-court shot?
NBA half-court shot. We've actually got a ring down at the club and we play during the lunch breaks. And Lockie Shull has unlimited range. Don't know how he does it, but he's a machine on the court.
Love that. And then finally, which player would you want to MC your wedding?
MC? See, now that's a tricky question. As you've just seen, probably not Rash. He's got a fair bit on me, but maybe like Billy Dowling. Okay. I'd say probably Billy Dowling. He's pretty tame and, good sense of humour as well.
We love that. Thank you so much for your time. Have a great rest of the season and enjoy Gather Round.
Thanks for having me on.
No worries. Go Crom.
Appreciate that. Thank you very much.